Greetings, friends. My name's Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Welcome to today's broadcast. Let the Lord be lifted up. Let Him be exalted on high. He is a good God. He takes pleasure in the prosperity of His servants. Welcome to the broadcast. My name is Brad DiDonato. I am with Touched by Him Ministries. Fret not, people, because of evildoers. Neither be envious against the workers of iniquity, for they shall soon be cut down like the grass and wither as the green herb. Trust in the Lord and do good, people. So shalt thou dwell in the land, and verily thou shalt be fed. Delight thyself also in the Lord, and He shall give thee the desires of thine heart. Commit thy way unto the Lord. Trust also in Him, and He shall bring it to pass, and He shall bring forth your righteousness as the light and your judgment as the noonday. Rest in the Lord and wait patiently for Him. Fret not thyself because of him who prospers in his way, because of the man who bringeth wicked devices to pass. Cease from anger, forsake wrath, fret not thyself in any wise to do evil, for evildoers shall be cut off, but those that wait upon the Lord, they shall inherit the earth. People, what a day to be alive. What a day to be listening to the word of God and starting your new week out. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. If this is the first time that you've tuned into the broadcast, no, it's not an accident. God's not a God of randomness. He's not a God of chance. He's not a God of happenstance. He has plans. He has purposes. And He's pursuing those plans and those purposes with you this day and going forward. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. I tell you what a time to be alive. The whole earth shall be filled with a knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea, and nothing's going to stop it from happening. The Lord God is shaking it all. That's a Habakkuk chapter. What chapter is that? That's chapter 2, verse 14. For the earth shall be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as waters cover the sea. You know, He promised us yet one more time, I will shake both heaven and earth. And the shaking is now getting started and underway. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. Bless the Lord, O my soul, and all that is within me. I will bless His holy name. Well, how do you contact us here at the ministry? If you do so, there's one of several ways. Again, if you're a first-time listener, if you're listening over the radio, let me show you how you can find out more information with us by directing you to our internet website, touchedbyhim.org, or TBHM for Touched by Him Ministries, TBHM.org. You can go there, type that into your browser, and it'll take you to our website. At the bottom of the home page is all our contact information. Our mailing address, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. Again, that's our home page at the bottom, Touched by Him Ministries, P.O. Box 2247, Grand Junction, Colorado 81502. You can contact us via telephone, 970-314-4077, 970-314-4077. If you call and you get voicemail, don't be discouraged. Just leave the reason why you're calling. We'll get back in contact with you. Just leave us a way in which we can do it, and we will. So there you have it there. Also, If you have a prayer request and voicemail, just leave your prayer request. We'll start praying immediately for you. And again, if you give us a way in which we can get back in contact with you, give us your number, we'll call you back. And, we keep it to ourselves. We don't spread it around. We don't sell off names and addresses of anybody. We maintain our own mailing list, and that's it. Nobody else has it. We don't keep it up on a website or anything else. Keep it on our own servers. So 970-314-4077. You can email us, send in your prayer requests. God is on the move. This is not a time like never before. Rise and shine, for the glory of the Lord has come. Believe on him for your health and your healing, people. Attend to his word. Put him first place. He was, is, and always will be Christ the healer, the hope of glory inside of you, believer. Contact us at the email address, praywithme@tbhm.org. tbhm.org. That's our mailing address. So write your prayer requests in there and mail them off to us. Also, write in your questions. We'll respond. The fervent, effectual prayer of a righteous man avails much. We know how to pray here at the ministry. People get healed. People get their healings. If it's an instant healing, it's a miracle. But if it's a healing process over time, and God is the healer, he's still the same yesterday, today, and forever. Our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ is Christ the healer. Make no mistake about it. And we're living in a time of the greatest outpouring of his spirit on all flesh everywhere. The whole earth, as I said earlier, will be filled with the knowledge of the glory of the Lord as the waters cover the sea. And that outpouring is now just underway. It was unfortunate, the event that kicked it all off in full-fledged process, the assassination of Charlie Kirk, but it's going forward now like never before. And things are changing. We've prayed the prayer for 2,000 years. Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. That manifestation of the kingdom of God is going everywhere, and nobody can stop it from coming to pass. This is God's way and his will for doing it. Like I said earlier, arise and shine, Christian. This is to you, for the believer. For thy light is come, and the glory of the Lord is risen upon thee. For behold, the darkness shall cover the earth, and gross darkness the people. But the Lord shall rise upon you, believer, and his glory shall be seen upon you. And all the unbelievers of the world will come to your light, and the kings to the brightness of your rising. Whenever you show up anywhere, it's a lift. It's a breath of fresh air. When you come into a room, things change, because the glory of the Lord, believer, is risen upon you. Be aware of it, go forward with it, and live the victory out and share it with others. What's going on with you? Things are never better than they are right now, and they're going to continue to get better. We are truly coming into a golden age. I know people are just wanting the rapture to come about. And, the rapture at some point in time is going to come, but is it immediate? Is it right away? Unlikely that it will happen, and I'm prepared for it to happen tomorrow. I stay with what Scripture says and what Jesus said in Scripture, to watch and pray that you might escape the wrath which is to come. But I also take the approach that I'm here for the duration, occupy until he comes, watching the kingdom of God manifest with me everywhere he goes, because he's just not coming back for a totally beat down, defeated church. No, that's what this outpouring of this last days is all about. He's coming back, people, yes, but he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. And there won't be one sick, one feeble amongst us, the body of believers, and we're going to go forth into victory. That word salvation is vital that you understand it. It means complete and total soundness in every area of life, a life with nothing missing, nothing broken. And in that is where your victory lies. And I mean, it's complete and total soundness. Spiritually, physically, mentally, socially, and financially, God has promised great promises in you, exceedingly great promises, and he's going forward with you in this victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. It all begins with the born again experience. You know, John chapter 3, when Jesus was talking to Nicodemus, he said, "Unless a man be born again, you cannot see the kingdom of God." There is no other way to Jesus. Christ is the only way. He is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And everything that can be shaken will be shaken, so that which cannot be shaken is what will remain. And as you can tell by just going to any given news broadcast anywhere, there's a whole lot of shaking going on, shaking as the world has never seen in our lifetime right now. And his truth is marching on. Much revealing is going on. You know, and he promised one more time through the writer of Hebrews in the book of the New Testament there, whose voice then shook the earth, but now he promised, saying, "Yet once more I shake not the earth only, but also heaven." And in this word, "yet once more," signifies the removing of those things that are shaken, as of those things that are made, that those things which cannot be shaken may remain. And that is the kingdom of God, people. So we receive a kingdom which cannot be moved. The earth and all that is in it is the Lord's, people. Satan doesn't care if you die and go to heaven. He wants you out of here. You're the one that's preventing him from his victory. You, Holy Ghost believer, Holy Ghost filled believer right now, is the great restrainer that's keeping Satan from having his way, and you're stopping his plans. There's no way that the Lord's coming back until he's ready, and part of that readiness is going to be a glorious church not having spot or wrinkle. And that's what I'm telling you, we're coming into the greatest days on earth as a believer right now. And these things will happen to those who follow after me. And everything that you saw Jesus do, you will do, and greater things than these shall you do also, because he died, was buried, rose again from the dead, visited his disciples all around, and then went off into heaven to finish the work that he had to do for us, to complete the whole process of the transaction, so that once you also then begin believed in your heart and confessed him as Lord with your mouth, could live and start living the victory that comes from being in him. You know, broad is the path that leads to destruction. Many people are looking in all these different areas, you know, and they say, "Well, I don't believe in the Bible. You know, I believe in a transcendence, a higher level of consciousness." Well, it's not going to work for you, because Jesus is the way, he is the truth, he is the life. And you know, I get it, you're going to believe in and act on that as it is the truth, but here's the problem: when you believe in and act on lies in your life, you will always end up somewhere else than where you thought you were headed. And until you come to that saving grace and knowledge of Jesus Christ, you're never going to go forward in the victory that comes from being in him. I'll tell you what a God we serve. Now, before I go any farther with the broadcast, if you're listening on the radio and for the first time, a lot of information is being dished out to you on a regular basis. We only rent 30 minutes of airtime once a week on the radio for you to listen to and be ministered to. But you can also go to our website, touchedbyhim.org or tbhm.org. Go to our website there and then look for the media page. You'll find it. And there you'll find this current week's broadcast, which is November 2nd, 2025. And then you can listen to it in its full and entirety. We always have to interrupt the broadcast because simply we run out of time, the weekly broadcast, that is. And so you can listen to the fullness of the broadcast on the media page throughout on our website. So go there. And if you're streaming this, you can, all you truckers coming in and out on the interstates, all you other people traveling to the east and west, to the north and the south, you can always tune in to your, to our webpage through the website, streaming it into your vehicle, whatever it is, a truck, a car, whatever, going through it. And you can listen to the broadcast there. Also, you can go to previous radio weeks and listen to them and get caught up. Yeah. Also, you know, from our website, there's a lot of information out there on it. So go out there and pursue it. You know, look it up, tbhm.org or touchedbyhim.org. So, you know, we're a preaching, teaching, healing ministry based upon the good news that Jesus is the anointed one. He is the Christ, the Son of the living God. And upon that revelation, he built the church, and the gates of hell could not prevail against it. It's never stopped. It's been growing ever since. And this time in the world everywhere, it's growing like never before. Charlie Kirk did not die in vain. And more people now have fired up and spread out. And, you know, the truth of the Lord himself, his truth is marching on, is going forward. And that anointing that's upon Jesus is available to everyone, whomsoever shall believe, to remove the burdens and destroy the yokes of bondage in their life, in your life. And all instruction that we give is based firmly and rooted firmly in the written word of God. You know, we have the written word, which is the Logos, and then we have the Rhema, which becomes the living word. And Jesus is the word. The word became flesh and dwelt among us. I tell you, what an awesome thing you have when you have a Bible, and when you learn to and dive into it daily, you're going to reap a tremendous victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So our purpose at the ministry here is to win the lost to Christ, to disciple believers, helping them to build their lives upon the solid rock foundation of Jesus Christ, so that all the fullness of the blessing can manifest in their lives, equipping you along the way to withstand the storms of life. You know, don't forget, you're in a war. The weapons of your warfare are not carnal, though, but mighty in God to the pulling down of strongholds, equipping you all the way along with to go forward into victory, which is in Christ Jesus. Ultimately, your lives to become a living testimony and witness to the goodness of the living God, and helping others into the kingdom of God by being that living example. You know, we preach the gospel. The gospel is good news by every available means, and we are continuing to expand whenever the opportunity presents itself. You know, we have a radio broadcast which airs, and you know, we got hundreds of thousands of listeners who listen to our weekly broadcast, and it covers not only a large portion of the western slope of Colorado and eastern Utah, it even creeps up into Wyoming. We've heard from people in Bags, Wyoming. Who would have thought? I never knew that, but it's just right over the line anyway there in Wyoming. So we have local outreaches for indigenous assistance, single moms, widows, orphans. We have a prison ministry, and we outreach through other local ministries, not only here on the western slope, but also minister to those that are locked up and behind bars throughout the United States via postal mail and internet. So you can support us and help us in all this. We back up and drive all of our outreaches and our weekly services through our prayer ministry. We just got back from Southern California. I love being back home. You know, I love Western Colorado, but we also have roots and contacts in all these different places across the United States, and we're heading back to the East Coast here very soon also. And as you support us financially, you're helping us with our outreaches as we go forward. We have something for everyone in every age group, and we're constantly evaluating and changing our approach as the new opportunities present themselves to effectively minister to a lost and dying world. Many people out there want to get saved. Everybody knows it, you know. One of the promises of God, and you will, whether you receive Christ as your personal Lord and Savior or not, God makes himself known to all people, all men, speaking of the race of man, both male and female, and all people will stand before him without excuse. As the older you get, you know, in the beginning, as you get going as an adult, broad are the paths, broad are the choices. As Jesus said, broad is the path that leads to destruction. Narrow is the way that leads to righteousness. And as you get older, that choice narrows down. And ultimately, in the end, if you happen to live a long life before you pass away from this earth, you're gonna understand fully that there are only two choices in the end. It's heaven or hell. Hell's a real place. It's a place where the worm never dies, the fire never quenches. And if you die without receiving the gift of life, which God purchased for you at the cross, receiving him as your Lord and Savior, repenting of your ways, inviting him into your life, you're going to have to go and answer for your sins yourself. Believe what you want. I'm telling you the truth here. So don't be deceived. God's not mocked. Whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap. And you will reap utter destruction and complete and total separation if you die without receiving Christ as your personal Lord and Savior. Don't go that way. So God is a good God. We open up that song on our ministry broadcast every radio session with a song from, I'm looking up the webpage of it right now, Related Links. It's from a, it comes from a CD that was produced decades ago called God of Abundance. It's put out by Kenneth Copeland Ministries. If you go to our website, to our Related Links page, you can click on the image of that CD, God of Abundance, and it'll take you over to Kenneth Copeland Ministries, where you can download yourself a copy of it. And I've been listening to that particular CD for over 20 years, and it never grows old because it is based on God's Word, and God's Word doesn't come back void. It'll go out and accomplish the things for which He sent it to accomplish. You know, God's Word doesn't come back void. It always accomplishes what He sent it for to accomplish. So, and you can listen to that music in the background while you're doing something in the foreground. That's the power of music. That's the danger of music. You always got to watch what it is that you're listening to, because if it can bypass your brain, which music can do, it can go straight down into your spirit. Your brain can be a good filter, but in the foreground of focus, concentration. But if you just let anything play in the background, it can bypass that filter and get right down into your spirit. Remember, just as in a computer, garbage in, garbage out, you know, always guard your spirit with all diligence, for out of it flows the issues of life. So on that CD, which you can download, you can get a copy of that download for $8. You can download it and have it immediately and listen to that first song, Let the Lord Be Lifted Up, you know. And then there's another 10 or 12 medleys of songs on there, or a mixture of medleys and individual songs. But you can listen to them and feed your spirit, man, while you're working, and not have to be on guard with it, with the power of what it is that you're listening to, making sure that it is of God. So again, always guard your spirit with all diligence, for out of it flow the issues of life. And what you're seeing right now and what's happening everywhere is the light shining in the darkness. And the darkness simply doesn't know what to do with it. The darkness simply doesn't have the ability to overcome it, to take it down, to subdue it, or dominate it. That God's light is shining like never before. And what you need to do and what you need to understand and what you should be doing is go forth always with the victory that comes from being in Christ Jesus. So often I tell people, you know, read the Bible daily. You know, there's a way in which you can read the Bible. One of the ones that I can think of right at the moment is Bible Gateway. You can go to BibleGateway.com. You can get yourself a reading program where you follow the reading schedule, and then every single day you just have about 15 minutes of reading, and then as you read the Word on a daily basis, by the end of the year, you will have covered the Bible from the book of Genesis all the way to the book of Revelation. I like to do the start from the beginning way of reading the Bible, and I start off on the book of Genesis, chapter 1, page 1. Verse 1 on January 1st, and by the time I get to December 31st, I'm at the end of the Bible in the book of Revelation. I was trying to think, I should know by heart that particular closing scripture, but it says in Revelation 22, verse 21, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ be with you all. Amen. So, you know, that's how it closes out. Jesus is speaking through the book of the Revelation. He's speaking through you to the book of Genesis, and it goes forward all the way through the entire year. Now, understand this, the maker of time, you know, God made time for man for a particular purpose, you know, and ultimately we're running out of time on God's calendar. We're currently in the year 5786 and going forward, you know, we're in the year 5786, and we will soon transition on the Hebrew calendar to the world's calendar in 2026 to the new year. you know, in 5786 in the fall, we had the Feast of Trumpets, which is the head of the year. And, you know, again, the light shines in darkness like never before, and a giant shift change is truly underway, a new year, a new beginning for every believer. And the kingdoms of this world continue to be relinquished to the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. That's why Satan wants you out of here. So many people are crying out loud for the rapture to occur. But, you know, he's not coming back, people, until the church is made glorious. Not one sick, not one feeble, not one broke, not one busted, not one disgusted amongst us all. That's the glorified church. And that glorification is just now getting underway. And I don't know how long it's going to take, but it doesn't seem like it's going to end in the next few years, that's for sure. You know, and it's not going to, he's coming back for a glorious church, a victorious church right here on planet Earth, not one that's just beat down and defeated in every way. No, sir, God is on his, he's coming back for sure. But again, he's coming back for a glorious church, not having spot or wrinkle. So the world continues to relinquish to the kingdom of our God and of his Christ. So stay in the light. Keep your eyes upon, keep your eyes open, your ears tuned in, and hear what the Spirit has to say and reveal. Oh man, what a good God we serve. I'll tell you, I was thinking of going off into this a little bit here in John 3, 1 and verse 5 through 7. And this is the message of promise, which we have heard from him and now are reporting to you. God is light, and there is no darkness in him at all. No, not in any way. So, if we say we are partakers together and enjoy fellowship with him when we live and move and are walking about in darkness, we are both speaking falsely and do not live and practice the truth which the gospel represents. But if we really are living and walking in the light as he himself is in the light, we have true unbroken fellowship with one another, and the blood of Jesus Christ, his son, cleanses, removes us from all sin and guilt, and keeps us cleansed from sin in all its forms and manifestations. Oh, blessed be his holy name. That's 1 John 1:5-7 in the Amplified Version. So it's, people, it's as we walk in the light of the written word of God that our pathway grows brighter and ever brighter. If you get off on the ditch, you keep lying, you become, you know, people don't change, you know, they always are looking for a way to blame somebody else for their own circumstance, their own situation. But wherever you are in your life is based on seed that you have sown. You reap what you sow. Be not deceived. God is not mocked. Whatsoever a man, speaking of the race of man, both male and female, whatsoever a man sows, that shall he reap, you know. So consider your ways and change. It's as we walk in the light of the written word of God that our pathway grows ever brighter. It is in the word of God that the will of God is discovered. Therefore, our greatest need is to truly comprehend what is being taught in the scriptures. I always think of Proverbs chapter 4, where it says in verse 20, "My son, my daughter, attend," which means to put it first place, "attend to my words, incline thine ear unto my sayings, let them not depart from thine eyes, keep them in the midst of thine heart." Always keep God's word coming in your eyes, and always read it out loud enough. That's what muttering is. Meditate means to mutter. In the Hebrew, the word meditate means to mutter. Say it out loud enough so your own ears can hear it. So as you read God's word on a daily basis, just read it loud enough so your own ears can hear it, and you keep it coming in your eyes, and as you read it, and in the midst of your heart. And God's words are life unto those that find them, and health to all your flesh. You're looking for that word health. There means medicine. So always keep the word of God coming in. It calls to me. I get up every morning. Now, I've been doing this for decades, people. When you learn to power and understand that God is his word, you can't separate God from his word and the word from God, because it is, the word became flesh. He dwelt among us. We beheld his glory, the only begotten of the the Father. I'm telling you, Jesus is the Word of God. So keep your heart with all diligence, for out of it flow or are the issues, the forces of life. And put away from thee a froward mouth, which means froward means disobedient mouth, and perverse lips put far from thee. People lie to themselves, they lie to other people. Don't be like that, you know. Change your ways and start living and walking in the victory, and watch the joy of the Lord come back into your life. So many people are unhappy and they're always blaming somebody else, but your joy is in you, you know, and you can walk in that victory if you'll pursue and follow after the footprint that I'm just laying out for you here right now. There's no secret to it. Do your daily reading, and I always say throw in a proverb. How many times I've said it over the radio broadcast over the decades, I have no idea. But read the Proverbs out loud to yourself. If it's the 15th of the month, read Proverbs 15 that day and read it out loud to yourself. Do your daily reading and then read that 15th word. And then understand this, do whatever you glean from the scriptures in that day, do it. Do what it tells you to do, say what it tells you to say. Don't do what it tells you not to do. Don't say what it tells you not to say. And His word will go before you. It will make your way prosperous, and you will have good success. And always keep this in mind. It's as we walk in the light of the written word of God that our pathway grows ever brighter. It is the word of God that He will of God, or that the will of God is discovered. So it is the word of God that the will of God is discovered. Therefore, our greatest need is to truly comprehend what is being taught in the scriptures. It is imperative that we understand the importance of living in divine light, grasping the keys from the word of God that will aid us in walking in true fellowship with Christ. Notice, God promises His word is actually a lamp to light our ways. Psalm 119 verse 105, your word is a lamp to my feet and a light to my path. Blessed be His holy name now and forevermore. Okay, we're going to have to stop the broadcast there, and it's time to take up an offering. The man who walks with God always gets to his destination. Trusting God with your money opens the doorways to the room for the blessing to be poured out into. And the key to financial blessing for you is in your giving, a first fruits offering of all your increase. So if this ministry has been a blessing in your life, then sow your financial seed into it. We constantly have opportunity to expand our ministry outreach, and your seed sown will help us do just that. And if you've been listening to this broadcast on a regular basis and you use the ministry broadcast as your church, you know, then you should be tithing into it as well. And a tithe is a tenth of all your increase. Everybody always has a tithe, and that's the poorest of the poor. If you have a dime in your pocket, you can tithe a penny. If you have a dollar, you can tithe a dime. If you have $100, you can tithe $10. If you have $100 million, you can tithe $10 million, and you're meeting God's requirement, you know. And in that process, you're setting yourself up for success, because God told us in Malachi 3 in verse 10, it says, bring all the tithes into the storehouse, that there may be meat in mine house, and prove me now herewith, says the Lord of hosts, if I will not open you the windows of heaven, pour you out a blessing, that there shall not be room enough to receive it. And I will rebuke the devourer for your sakes, and he shall not destroy the fruits of your ground, neither shall your vine cast her fruit before the time in the field, says the Lord of hosts. So you'll always get your harvest when its fullness of ripeness has been reached. So God will get it back to you, as Jesus said, good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over. And we're living in the time of Amos 9 and 13 now, where it says, behold, the days come, says the Lord, that the plowman shall overtake the reaper and the treader of grapes, him that sows seed, and the mountains shall drop sweet wine, and all the hills shall melt. We are at the point where the harvest comes before we even let the seed go from our hands. If you can believe God for that, you will see it happen. All right, now that the offering is done, let me declare the blessing over you. Raise your right hand up and receive the blessing right now. Lord, bless your people and keep them. Make your face shine upon them, Lord, and be gracious unto them this week. Lift up your countenance upon your people, Lord, and give them peace. And put your name upon your children, Lord, and bless them as you said you would as they go forth this week with the victory that's in Christ Jesus. And as you can tell by the music, we've come to the end of the broadcast. Thank you for tuning in. Tune in again next week, same time, same radio station. And until then, be strong in the Lord and in the power of his might, and know that in the anointed one, Jesus, and his anointing, you are blessed, empowered to prosper in every area of your life. The Lord be lifted.